I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Marijuana will not be legal in Illinois until January 1st, but officials are already moving to vacate past convictions for possession of the drug. Brian Mackey has more.
In Cook County's criminal courthouse, State's Attorney Kim Fox filed paperwork Wednesday to erase more than 1,000 convictions. She began with cases that had relatively small amounts of marijuana, less than 30 grams, and they could not have been tied to violence. Fox says it's important for prosecutors to help people move forward.
We must own our role in the harm that we have caused, and particularly to communities of color. And we must actively work to play our part in reversing those harms.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker joined Fox at the courthouse. For cases not covered by the Cook County State's Attorney, Pritzker's office says he'll issue pardons and authorize expungement of records. The administration says the state police has already combed its files and gotten that process underway. I'm Brian Mackey.
However, legal experts are warning non-citizen immigrants to exercise caution before Illinois legalizes recreational marijuana next month. Several groups, including the American Immigration Lawyers Association, say it'll still be banned federally. That means using marijuana, possessing it, or profiting from it could lead to detention or deportation. The organizations held a news conference Wednesday in Chicago and plan a related workshop next week. Experts say they've seen immigrants denied citizenship elsewhere, including in Colorado, because of work in cannabis-related jobs. In other news, this month is the 40th anniversary of the Illinois Human Rights Act. Under the act, people are protected from discrimination in employment, housing, and other areas. James Bennett directs the Department of Human Services. He says he came out as gay when he was 30, and the law is constantly evolving.
It wasn't until 10 years later that human rights advocates, along with the Assembly and the Department and the Commission, expanded those human rights to include me. And it doesn't mean that I was immediately accepted anywhere I went in the state, but it did mean that this state, Illinois, said that I was a person of sacred worth, no greater and no less than anyone else, and that words and laws have power.
Bennett says the department offers resources, including training, a sexual harassment hotline, and forms to file a human rights complaint. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's maybe a Merry Christmas for lots of people, but the holidays can be difficult for those in need. Hundreds of underprivileged children may have a brighter holiday in Southern Illinois thanks to an event at John A. Logan College. WSIU's Brad Palmer was there.
Social service agencies visited the Prichard Foundation to shop at one of the largest toy giveaways in the region.
I've got three little kids. They asked for a bike, and that's all they asked for. Two sisters and a boy. I've got the two girl bikes donated. I didn't have the boys.
Okay, I'll take that.
That's Marcia Hayes with the Family Counseling Center. She says the Prichard Foundation toy distribution event is a lifesaver.
These kids are told that, you know, if you're good, you wake up, Santa Claus will bring you a gift. And when these poor kids wake up and there's nothing there and they've tried really hard to be good, that is so hurtful, and it lowers their self-esteem and increases their depression.
The foundation's Joe Prichard.
The caseworkers come in and they shop for these specific children, and then they will take the gifts back, wrap them, and get them out. Now, the need is great. We have over 400 children.
Prichard says the foundation provides gifts for agencies to distribute from Centralia to Cairo. I'm Brad Palmer.
A murder investigation is underway in Cape Girardeau. The Cape Girardeau Bollinger County Major Case Squad has been activated to investigate a homicide that happened Wednesday morning in an apartment complex on South Spring Street. Officers responded to a 911 call and discovered a man had been struck by multiple gunshots inside a second-floor apartment. He later died at a hospital. I'm Jennifer Fuller.